provincial government has said yes to the Site C Dam. It will be the third large dam on the Peace River in northeastern BC. It'll cost nearly $9 billion to build, and construction is expected to start next summer. BC Energy and Mines Minister Bill Bennett has joined me in the studio now to discuss the whys of the province's go-ahead on this project. Mr. Bennett, good morning.
Good morning.
I want to start with Site C, and you've talked about how it's going to meet the electricity demands of this province over the next 20 years. On the other side, though, it's going to flood 5,500 hectares of land. It'll have some negative impacts on wildlife and First Nations rights. But tell me how the government balanced the need for electricity versus the effect that it's going to have on the land.
It's a tough question. There's no question about it, and we're very sensitive to the reality that there will be negative impacts for some people. We've still got a lot of work to do in terms of mitigating those impacts, and certainly anyone who loses access to private land, and there are some people in that category, will be compensated fairly, and we have on the First Nations side a lot of work to do with First Nations to provide opportunities for them and their businesses. They have logging businesses and construction businesses, road building businesses, trucking businesses, et cetera. So we're hoping that we can provide opportunities through this project for them for employment and also training. How do you balance it? It's the kind of decision that I think elected people need to make. We look at, how much electricity are we going to need over the next 20 years and how do we acquire that? Well, we're going to acquire actually most of the electricity we're going to need over the next 20 years through conservation. 78% of the incremental demand is going to come from conservation. So we're not building anything unless we absolutely have to. We're left with the need for about 1,100 megawatts after the 78% in conservation. And how do you acquire that 1,100 megawatts? Well, you could use natural gas. That would put a lot of GHGs into the atmosphere and would mean we'd have to change our Clean Energy Act because we are committed to 93% clean. You could do a suite of independent power projects. We look very, very carefully at that. And I think that industry has a bright future. But you have this unique project with Site C. There's nothing like it around BC. Once this is built and we're past it, there won't be any other Site C opportunities. It's a third dam on a river that's already dammed up, and you have the Williston Reservoir that's this great big battery that sits upstream and allows the Site C project to generate 35% of the electricity that's generated at the WAC Bennett Dam with only 5% of the reservoir footprint. The price of that electricity is the lowest price available to consumers in BC, and that's why we chose it, and that's really a big part of how we balance the decision.
I want to ask you about one of the concerns that have been raised, of course. It's still a lot of concern that's out there, even after the announcement. And I want to play something for you that the West Moberly Chief Roland Wilson said to us. Here's what he had to say regarding his opposition.
We're going to sit down with our lands department internally and start reviewing all of the projects, not just Site C. We're looking at shale gas now. We only have so much land left here, and they're not going to take it all up on us. We tried to be reasonable. We thought we were being rational with coming to them and saying, these other projects are viable and you would have the support of the First Nations. Obviously, they don't care about that. If they want to fight, then, we're geared up to fight now.
So that's the West Moberly First Nations leader, Chief Roland Wilson. Mr. Bennett, he seemed to think that Site C was not the project that he wanted to proceed with as it relates to the BC government. Why did you choose Site C over his other options?
Well, aside from the fact that Chief Wilson, who I know personally and have spent a lot of time with and have a lot of respect for, aside from his position, the reason we chose Site C to supply the electricity we're going to need in the future here in the province is because, frankly, it's a whole lot cheaper electricity than any other option that we had. And I think, if your listeners would like higher hydro rates, I mean, that we could have chosen a different option, but I don't think they want higher hydro rates. And I don't think industries like the pulp and paper industry and the sawmill industry and the mining industry and all the other job creators that rely on relatively cheap electricity in this province want to see rates go up any more than they absolutely have to. And that's a big part of our choice of Site C. Roland is a very honest and good leader for the West Moberly First Nation. We believe that we can strike some deals with some of the Treaty 8 First Nations on the basis of benefits that they can receive from the Site C project. It's obviously up to Roland and his council how much, if at all, that they're willing to engage going forward with BC Hydro and with government. I am personally very respectful of his position. I've sat down and talked with Roland many, many times. This was a decision that government had to make that was in the best interest of the majority of British Columbians over the next 100 years, because this dam is going to serve us the same way that the WAC Bennett has served us for so many decades. It's going to provide cheap electricity to the whole province for 100 years. It's a big, big decision. There are always going to be people who are not happy with a decision on a big project like that. We need to be respectful of that, but we also need to make the decision that's in the best interest of the province.
But I mean, you keep bringing up the idea of respect, and that's great. But at the same time, you know, you're obviously aware of the Silcotine decision, and it's the highest court in Canada supports constitutional treaty rights of First Nations. And that seems to be the basis on which the Moberly First Nation is going to take some legal action against the province. So this, I think, half a dozen lawsuits already set to begin in opposition to this construction beginning next summer. So how...
Well, the Silcotine decision had to do with title to Aboriginal land. It didn't have anything to do with treaties. So I think you're mixing up some of the legal issues here, but you know, you and I aren't going to settle that. This obviously is going to have to be settled in court. And again,
you're confident that Site C can go ahead and will survive any court challenge from anybody?
Well, I don't want to be flippant about it. When people spend their own hard-earned money going to court, they obviously think they have a solid case, and so we're going to have to work through that and find out whether they're right or whether we're right. But I believe that this project will get built. It's in the best interest of the province. It has an environmental certificate from both the province and from the federal government. It was reviewed by a joint review panel. It's had more review and study and analysis than any other public sector project in the history of the province. The joint review panel said that they felt that the amount of consultation with First Nations was more than adequate. I guess we're going to have to let the courts decide whether that's the case or not.